Blue Apron Big Back Dinner.
Welcome to the Liars Club. I'm Felicia Michaels.
And I'm Jessica Wellington.
And what we do here at the Liars Club is we have two of our comedy pals come on. We ask them to tell two stories. One is the truth, one is a lie. We try to figure out with the people that are playing along with us live during the stream, which one is the lie. Am I correct, Jessica?
You always are.
There you go. Would you please introduce our amazing and fabulous guests?
I would love to. This gentleman, we've had him on our live shows. He's done the podcast. He knows what's up. He's really good at this game. He's the first South American comedian to shoot an original comedy special for Netflix. He's super talented, super funny. This is Fabrizio Cupiano.
Hi, everyone. Hey.
Hi.
Excited to be here. Excited to lie again.
Yeah.
I'm an expert.
Yes, you are. Yes.
So good at this.
And now, would you please introduce one of my favorite people on the planet? I'm so excited.
I know that this is all Felicia's been talking about, is getting her on the podcast, and we finally did it. She is Emmy-nominated love goddess, comedian, actress, and author, with her own star on Las Vegas Boulevard. This is the legendary Judy Tenuta.
Yay! Thank you. I also have a star in Palm Springs. Oh, my God.
What?
I'm so excited. Fabrizio, if you don't know or if you do know, Judy is one of the heroes of women in comedy and all people in comedy. I mean, you are one of the powerhouses from back in the day, just one of the most amazing comedians ever. I'm so excited you're on the podcast.
Oh, my God. I love that.
So she earned that amazing bike that is right behind her.
I did.
That's a gorgeous bike.
Thank you. It is fully loaded and blue.
And where are you, Fabrizio? In a tent?
No, this is like a little place in my house. I mean, I know this is kind of like Anne Frank style of quarantine. Yeah. But it's the only place in my house that I can feel like far from my family. So it's
perfect. Everyone needs that, trust me. And playing along with us is, of course, our trusty on-air producer, Mr. Michael Evans.
Hi, Fabrizio. I'm well. Hi, Judy. You're a legend. And thanks for having me, everybody else.
I the last time I saw Michael, he was driving, and we have like a weird moment. Do you remember that?
I remember it well. It was like it's kind of like halfway up to this point of social distancing. And I saw Fabrizio and his family walking, and so I didn't know if I should make myself known, so I kind of half committed. And I did I botched saying hello, and the window was halfway down, and then I messaged you afterward. I go, some crazy guy just said hi to you and your family. That was me, and you seemed to have known that at the time. You knew it was me.
I was like, this crazy guy is Mike. I knew from the beginning. Because it's like, you know, the car was having like this weird, awkward movement, you know, like the car was like, should I keep going or stop? So yeah, that was funny.
That's still the most hanging I've done, and so that was a good hang, Fabrizio. That was for social distancing.
Yeah, that's a way to do it.
With us today live is Jason Marino and one of our biggest fans and one of the biggest fans of comedy, Mr. Mike Vargas. Welcome to the show. If you guys want to say comments, you can put them in the chat. If anyone that else is playing along, just put your questions in the chat and we will relay them. So why don't we go ahead and start the stories. Fabrizio, would you mind going first?
Okay, this is my first story.
Okay.
Well, I'm not a Judy, but I have my fans in Chile. People who are watching this probably don't know this, but I'm quite famous in my country. I always say this, and I feel bad, but it's true. I'm not a liar.
We can back up obvious.
All men say that.
No, but no, they're all immigrants. And I have this country in South America called Chile, and I have a career over there. So this is the thing. There's a brand, like a big retail company called Corona, and you can Google it so you know it's true. It's called Corona. It's a huge retail company in Chile, and they had me as one of their spokesperson. They have many
famous
people.
When you say retail, what do they sell?
It's like Macy's. It's like a, yeah, It's like a, what's the name of that? It's a retail store? I'm not saying it
wrong. Ross, or like a department store?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a Ross, like a, exactly. It's like a TJ Maxx, something that is not great. And they had me as a spokesperson. I hope they're not watching this. And they, because of all this that started to happen with the coronavirus, of course their sales, exactly what happened with Corona beer, started going down. So they were worried about like, what we're supposed to do with this? Should we make a new ad, a new commercial with like or sport, like or people saying things about like this is not the same? So they called me to do that, to do an ad with me and a couple other famous people from over there. We explained to the audience the difference between coronavirus and the store called Corona. they pay me, and that was good, especially with what's going on right now. And that's my first story.
Okay, you're telling me people didn't know the difference between coronavirus and a store called Corona.
Crazy shit is happening everywhere.
We know that the department store isn't actual Corona.
But if they're specifically not shopping because they're afraid of that. Like, it's like how the Corona beer is losing sales here. Imagine being a guy on his way home and he wants to stop for his favorite 24-pack of Corona bottles with everything going on. And he opens the cold case door and he's about to grab Corona. And he's like, wait, Corona? You think that's same Corona from the, you know, maybe not, just in case. That's fucking insane. That's so stupid.
It's very stupid, but, I mean, it's happening everywhere. And... You can look for the store, and it's called Corona.
Well, Jason Marino wants to know if you can drop a line from this commercial. Was it a commercial, or more of a public service announcement? But he wants to know. And how did you film it? Were you here filming it for there?
The thing is like the what's the name of like the companies have this motto or. Like they're like a catchphrase. Uh-huh. So at the end of the commercial, I shoot the whole thing here, and they choose different people to say different parts. And they choose me to say the last words of the commercial.
And is it the biggest star? Or?
No, I think because maybe they found that I was not really respected to explain the rest of the things in the commercial. And so they put me at the end, and I just say like, Corona lo soluciona.
What does that mean?
Yeah. And he's like, Corona will find the solution.
If Corona has turned my upside down my whole life, you know, and I'm like, fuck Corona. Why? The last thing I want to do is bring home a cold Corona to sit, stare at, and drink, you know? Like, I don't want to hear or see that name.
First of all, Corona beer is not good. It's not good beer.
It sucks bad.
All right, Judy, let's do your story.
This happened a little while ago. Like, you may not have even been born yet, because, you know, I've been doing this a long time. Okay, so I was at a big, fat party in New York City. I snuck into Mick Jagger's birthday party, and...
Shit.
Yeah, it was... This is just before I was about to go on, a couple months later, on the David Letterman show. Anyway, so I'm at the Mick Jagger's birthday party, and, all kinds of people were there, you know, Hall & Oates. I don't know if you know who Hall & Oates are, but.
I love Hall & Oates.
Oh, you do? Okay. Yeah. I love them too.
Yeah.
So they're really cool. They're really hot. And anyway, we were told, me and my friend, that we had to act like everybody else everybody was basically on drugs and they weren't eating. There was food everywhere, but. You know, we were poor at the time, so I right away started eating all the food. Anyway, so there's all these people we're meeting, Mick Jagger and, you know, Hall & Oates. And then, you know, I was drinking, not Corona, but I was drinking. And then Jack Nicholson comes in.
Whoa!
Jack comes in and he's like, blah, blah. And I get next to him, I talk to him. And then... I was kind of drunk, so then, I kind of made out with him. All right, so...
Jack Nicholson!
What is the flavor of Jack Nicholson?
I don't know, some kind of vodka or something. I don't know. My friend Bob made the balloon animal and put it on Jack Nicholson's head, as I was making out with him. So then Jack Nicholson got a little bit pissed off.
I mean, this wasn't like a rule of your guys. Is like, if you know you got this buddy, like, listen, man, we're going to Mick Jagger's birthday tonight, and if you bring the fucking balloons, I swear to God, dude, don't you ruin this.
Here's the thing. I never expected him to, you know, have them. He, you know, we were at a party, right? You know, we were at a party. We were there to eat, drink, you know, mingle. You know, I didn't expect him to, you know, whip out a balloon and blow it into a poodle.
Hey, there ain't no party like a balloon animal party. You know what I mean?
No, this was a classy party. There's Mick Jagger.
Okay, I have questions. Serious questions, Judy. How long did you make out with Jack Nicholson?
I don't know. Maybe 5 minutes. Not long. Not long.
5 minutes. Plus, 5 solid minutes.
My friend made the balloon hat and put it on his head. And then
he's really fast. Like, he was really fast to make that.
Was there any, like, over-the-shirt action? Or can I ask that? Like, was there feeling? Were you hugging? And
well, you know, there were people around, so no. You know, we had our, you know, arms around.
So Jack Nicholson have boundaries. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Not really. He didn't. But then, like I said, when my friend put that balloon animal on his head, you know.
Wow. All right. I love that. That's a good first story. That's a really good first story. All right. So we'll just keep moving it along, and we'll move on unless anybody has any specific questions. Jason Marino, by the way, says that Judy is going to be very hard to read, and I agree. Yeah, to see, it's going to be interesting to see her tell the next story and how to.
We'll say though, online we did the poll, and a whopping 94% of people thought that Fabrizio was going to be the better liar.
Because men are better liars.
Well, I mean, maybe Jack Nicholson was not angry at all. He was just pretending, you know.
He was kind of angry in a socially acceptable way, like not like, hey, you know, throwing things or anything. No, he was just like, hey, dude, what's going on? Because he was, don't forget, he was high. Okay.
So it was more like As Good As It Gets, more than Flew Over Cuckoo's Nest. Like, if you have to choose which
one. No, Cuckoo's Nest. Oh, no.
Good.
Yes, much more like As Good As It Gets. Absolutely, yes. Good right. Comparison. No, good. He was not. Yeah.
All right, so Fabrizio, let's start your second story.
Okay, when I was in high school, I, of course, like every loser in the planet, I fell in love with a girl. She didn't want to be with me because she had a boyfriend. And her boyfriend was this cool guy called David. And David, you know, in Chile. And this guy was very good doing, what's the name? I don't know how to say this in English. Maybe I'm saying it wrong, but like Taekwondo. Okay, so it's the same everywhere. Because it's not an English or Spanish word. It's actually like a Japanese word, probably. So these guys have like a club. So every weekend they do Taekwondo or do practice or whatever. And I was very skinny. I've never been good at fights or anything. So I was always scared of these guys. You know, they were like, so I was kind of like, I didn't even try to like reach to this girl. But then I had like one class with her, and we started talking more and more, and she break up with David, and after a couple of weeks she started dating with me.
Did you know David? Was he a friend of yours?
No, he was not my friend. He was like with this group of wieners, or like not wieners, but like, because they were also like super smart. They were not like just physically superior, also they were intellectually superior to me. And they of course, they split, and like it was like a whole thing. And this guy hated me because he started thinking, well, she left me for this guy. Why she left me for this guy? And one day they decided me to kick my ass. Beat the shit out of me. So they. What's the word I'm looking for? Beat the shit out of me.
That's it.
And so one day after school, they wait for me outside, and I knew that they were there waiting for me because a friend of mine was like, you know, these guys are there. Everyone know that they're going to, like, kick your ass, and I don't know if you want to, like, take the same exit as always. There was another exit in the back, but, like, I mean, I was super nervous about what's going to happen. And this guy with his group of friends were waiting outside, and suddenly one of the group died of a heart attack.
No! What?
His friend have, like, he was born with this thing because he was very young, and his heart was bigger than his chest, and they didn't know at the time he had a heart attack and died. And, of course, ambulance, they took this kid, and for a couple of weeks, the whole school was, like, mourning, and there was a funeral in our high school, and, yeah.
I don't know. If he had a heart bigger than his chest, he'd have talked his friend out of wanting to kick your ass, I think.
I think he was a beautiful person because he had a big, big heart. At the same time.
How old was he?
We were like 16.
What?
I know. I know. This is a sad story, but the thing is, like, they never kicked my ass.
Bright side, right?
Well, the bright side is nothing happened to me. And because, of course, after that, there was like 2 weeks of funerals and stuff. And everyone changed the subject and no one kicked my ass.
Let me ask you this, Fabrizio, because you are a big star in your home country of Chile. And you were a big star at the age of 16.
I was already working on TV. I wasn't like a big star by then, but I was doing a couple of things on TV and writing in a newspaper by then.
Uh-huh. And so do you think that had anything to do with this girl leaving that guy for you?
100%. Actually, the way that I seduced this girl was I invited her to – I was doing like this a little piece for the newspaper where I do like reports. Like I joined fake, I don't know, groups of, I don't know, gothic people or fans of metal and okay. – And she joined me as my photographer. So we started spending more time together.
Nice.
Oh, shit. Look at you go.
You were only 16 and she too?
Yeah, we were both 16 in high school.
Uh-huh. Okay. And so when the young man who was the friend of the guy that wanted to kick your ass.
Eric.
Was the guy that wanted to kick your ass?
I mean, David was the guy.
That wanted to kick
and
your his, ass.
And the friend who died. I mean, I don't want to be disrespectful, but the guy who died, his name was Eric.
But he wasn't a famous or in your circle.
No. I mean, I never interact with him ever. He was just friend of this guy, and the group of like their group wanted to kick my ass.
Okay, so let me ask you this: so what was the procedure of him? God, this is a terrible question. Kicking off in front of you, like how did it happen? You started it. You started the story. How did it actually happen?
Like you, what? Which part? Sorry, I.
How he actually died in front of you?
Oh no, he didn't die in front of me. I was inside the school.
Okay.
I was waiting. Thinking what to do, and then I get someone and say like, Eric just died, and he had a heart attack, and there's an ambulance in the front of the school, and. And I was like in shock of like, what the fuck just happened? And everyone was in shock for a while.
They wouldn't come to you that quickly with that information. They wouldn't go right away and say he had a heart attack and died.
No. You're right. They didn't say like, hey, this guy have a heart attack and die. He say like, there's an ambulance in the front. They're taking Eric to the hospital. Something happened.
Now was
Dude, Eric,
I'm sorry, Michael, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to, I don't know, if I'd been on the fence at the time, if you're on the fence about spirituality at that point, you'd been a full-blown believer by that. You'd feel like such destiny that you didn't get your ass kicked. Like I really got to fulfill my purpose now.
Well,
and then Michael, he dies. You're like, gosh, this is pretty high-stakes shit. Like,
this is the thing. Is like, God loves me. Like, he loves me so much.
And he loves you, dude. He's the best.
I mean, I'm sorry. I know a lot of people are suffering or struggling, but like, Jesus just loved me. Like, he's a fan. He's a huge fan.
You could argue that he loved Eric because he took Eric to be with him.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Deep knowledge, Judy Tenuta.
I think, and I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I think Eric went to hell. I don't have any way to prove this.
You blaspheme.
But I think Eric went to hell because he was practicing to kick my ass. That's not good style of, you know,
right, well, solving taekwondo's issues. And taekwondo's, you know?
Yeah, you're right. That's in the Bible, actually.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. So Eric was actually taunting you and saying, I am going to, they were going to kick your ass together. Was Eric actually taunting you or how?
It was a group. It was not just the two of them. There was like, I don't know, three or four friends. They took this Taekwondo class and they were like a group. And the thing is like, because I insult David taking his girlfriend. They were like defending the honor of his friend. But they were kids. I mean, they were 16. It was not like a very...
Did they tell you like, meet us outside by the flagpole at 3:30?
It was more of like, well, you have to go outside, and when we see you, we're going to kick your fucking ass. And I was like, I don't know what to do. Should I escape? Should I stay here until my parents come? I don't know. And then, boom, ambulance, and Eric went to hell.
And so what did the girl say to you afterwards when Eric died? Was she like, wow, this is fated, meant to be, or you're bad luck?
No. No, she was sad because, I mean, it was a friend of her ex. So she knew him way more than me. And they spent more time together. So she was sad. And that was like my opportunity to be the guy who is, yeah, everything will be fine. And, you know, consoling her.
Since you're like a celebrity there and you're this,
I'm evil. What? Sorry.
Your name holds weight in your country. So like, I'm trying to think of the equivalent. So there's this, so imagine like in America, there's like a family that has this tragic death of their 16-year-old son. And is it like a weird fun fact that like, hey, you know that right before our son died, you know what he was doing? He was about to kick Fabrizio Copano's ass. You know that famous comedian? You know what I mean? Like, it'd be like, you know, it's like, you know, somebody here is just like, dude, you know, he was about to beat up James Franco when they were in high school and then he just died. Isn't that crazy? Like, is that how they see it?
Well, my Palo Alto movie is going to be about that story. So
just wait until Fabrizio kills somebody and then the stock of Febreze is going to go.
And the Fabuloso.
All right, Jason Marina says, you tricky son of a bitch. He thinks that this is a lie and the dumb Corona story thing is true. Ugh, ha ha. So I might kind of believe that. By the way, Northwest Kenny Lofgren is joining us. Hello, Kenny. Welcome to the program.
Kenny.
We just did Fabrizio's second story, and now we're going to go to Judy's second story. Please wave to the goddess that is Judy Tenuta.
Okay. Hi. In 1989, this is after I did I had a big HBO special. I was doing a show in New York at the time called Friday Night Videos. And I was doing the show with Sonny Bono was invited to be the guest co-host with me. So I thought it would be funny if I was dressed as Cher.
Okay.
And yeah. So, you know, because I can talk like Cher. And anyway, Cher had just won an Academy Award for Moonstruck. So I just thought it would be funny. I got the prop people got me like a fake buttocks. And I was wearing this fake buttocks on the back of my dress. Anyway, so Sonny comes in and he was told that I was going to be dressed like Cher, but he got all PO'd. He got really, he just like, oh, I'm, you know, and he walked off and I just did the show alone and I go, what the hell happened? Can't he take a joke?
Man, you really know how to piss men off, don't you?
Yes, I do. But actually, it's I'm actually really nice.
That story is fake. That story is false.
You know I'm a delicate flower. I'm a delicate flower. Oh, And yeah, he got really PO'd and just walked off. In fact, it was like he walked off. I thought he was just going to get coffee or something, and then he just didn't come back. So the producer had to say to me, "Okay, Jude, you got to do the show by yourself." So then, of course, what do? I'm making fun of him anyway.
Wow,
making fun of him for being a big baby.
You know, I think about like 1989, was he already in politics at that time? Was he like the mayor of Palm Springs or was he a representative?
You know what? I think he was just starting to go into that. And so that's maybe was one of the reasons he got pissed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's not a way to get more votes, you know? Yeah. You should be nice with people.
Yes. visible, or was it under a dress, or was there a thong? What are we talking about?
No, I had this cute kind of mini dress on, and they had. I wish I had a picture of it. Anyway, but there was a picture, but because it was in People magazine, and then I had this long Cher hair, right? I looked just like Cher. Well, kind of, but you know, long black hair. And this cute dress, it was like she would wear. And then I turned around and I had a plastic buttocks. And look, Sonny, I'm moonstruck. And he, you know, didn't like that. So he didn't like it.
Can you sing us a song, a Cher song?
Okay. Well, wait a minute. I got to get the squeeze box on. Okay.
Oh, shit.
What?
Leaving life after love. I could feel some pain inside me, say. I really don't think you're strong enough. Chastity, get out of there. Get out of there.
Okay. I mean, Sonny Bono is watching this and he's so angry again.
He's like, yes! I can't. Do you not know that? He's dead, baby.
Jack Nicholson's watching it and saying, why didn't I lock this shit down?
He's in heaven with Eric and Jesus.
Okay.
The three of them are together watching this show.
As one dojo.
All right. Well, I think that's a pretty good story. Do you see any loose holes or anything you want to address?
Just in my dress. Yeah.
Thoughts? Any questions, anybody?
Well, I don't know, Felicia. Do you remember this show, Friday Night?
Fuck you, Jessica. And yes, I not only remember it, I would have done anything to get on that show.
Friday Night Videos.
So, you know, that I do remember that show. I can't remember if they had guests on that show or exactly how the show went because it was a ways back. But, I mean, timeline, everything else kind of fits. I don't think time-wise the Jack Nicholson story fit as far as you were saying what era of Jack Nicholson because it was way before Something's Gotta Give or...
Oh. Well, that's what he compared it to. That's what Fabrizio compared.
I don't know what you're talking about.
How angry he was.
I think he was talking about the character of Jack Nicholson in the moment, not the era of the movie.
Well, I remember I said he got pissed, but he was also high, so he did not like full on, you know, like kind of angry. Yeah. More like, hey, dude, you know, get your balloons out of my face.
Well, Jason Marino says he feels that the second story is more believable. I happen to be on that vein. Mike Vargas laughed at loose holes. And I think Northwest Ken, Mr. Ken Lofgren, has something he would like to say if you want to unmute Kenny. No, he doesn't. No. Hi, Kenny. How are you?
He's like sounding his room. He's like, there's people talking in his room.
All right, yeah. So let's have Michael do the recaps. And then we're going to take a vote. Start with
somebody. All right. So Fabrizio's first story. So Fabrizio, for people that don't know, is quite famous in his home country of Chile. And there's a retail company in Chile called Corona. It's like a Chilean Macy's kind of. And Fabrizio is a spokesperson for him. And sales are down since this whole COVID thing, or coronavirus rather. And they're worried about that. So they call up Fabrizio along with a few other celebrities to come and do like an ad explaining the difference between Corona the virus and Corona the retail department store. And in his second story, in high school, he fell in love with.
I have a question. Oh, how do you? I'm so sorry, Michael. How did you film yourself doing that in the middle of a pandemic? How did you film? You filmed it yourself?
Yeah, I have my little studio here.
Oh, look at that.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Go ahead, Michael. Okay.
In high school, Fabrizio fell in love with someone who was taken by David, who was heavy into Taekwondo. And Fabrizio was afraid of that because he was not trained in any fighting style at the time. And a couple weeks after they broke up, David and the girl, Fabrizio started dating her. And the crew planned, the whole dojo showed up. They planned to kick his ass after school. And right when it's all about to go down, Eric goes down with a heart attack. And Eric passed later on that day, I believe. And Fabrizio never got his ass kicked.
So
I don't know about that.
I don't know either.
That's not true.
Yeah. Which one? Which one?
The second one. The one he just talked about.
Fabrizio has been paid professionally since he's a little kid to fucking act and lie all over the place, so he brings it hard. The second story,
I lie in two languages.
Yes, yeah, languages, which is amazing. I think the second story is bullshit because I know he is. We all know it's verified that he is a star in Chile, and I believe that he knows how to use his camera, even though it's very convenient that it was right there. And I don't buy that. Where did the kid have the heart attack? Where did Eric actually have the heart attack? In school or where?
No, in the front of the school.
In the front of the school as they were waiting for you?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Where were you hiding in the school?
In the classroom.
Yeah, could you see the window to where he was having the heart attack?
No, I have a friend who was like coming back and forth and telling me like, hey, wait, they're still there. Just wait. My friend Marcelo. Yeah. Marcelo Burgos.
Shout out Marcelo.
Good work, Marcelo. I'm still alive because of you.
And what was the name of the girl?
Francisca.
And did she lose her virginity to you or you to her?
We both lose virginity together at the same time.
Oh, David never got it in. That's why he's upset, dude.
I don't want to talk about that guy, man.
What was Eric? What belt was he at Taekwondo, man? Was he like, was he pretty much like close to the end? Like he had all the moves he could have unleashed on you? Or was he like just starting the shit out?
I mean, any move can destroy me, but I have no idea. I never saw him doing it. You know, I knew that this group joined together during the weekends or like out of school. It was not like part of the school. The school didn't have Taekwondo. It was not a great school with like many shit to do. No, it was a very shitty, basic third world country school. And this guy have like this group outside.
Well, Mike Vargas says Fabrizio's second story is a lie, but it did happen to someone else. I can kind of believe that, but what I have a hard time believing is so both David and Eric were part of doing Taekwondo classes.
Mm-hmm.
Why would someone with a known heart condition do Taekwondo? Why
was he didn't know at the time. He knew it too late.
That's my one thing hanging me on with this story is I have a friend who was in the same situation. He just had like a less severe episode to find out about it. He was like our star basketball player in high school. And he found out like he had some sort of like, I don't know. He passed out. He was unconscious and they took him in there like, oh, if you play any more basketball, your heart could explode. You could just die right there on the court. And that was around the same age. So maybe, you know.
Yeah, but those are big guys with enlarged hearts or something, those basketball players. Was this guy a tall guy or a short guy, Eric?
He was taller than me, but he was not like a tall man. So I mean, being taller than me, it's not hard. You have to just wear shoes and you're taller than me.
You are a practiced liar, what is what I think. Let's take a vote. Jessica, what do you think?
I'm going to say, because when I was in the Air Force, we had a guy that was very young. He was like 28 years old. And one day he went to the doctor, was wearing a heart monitor. And then the next week he's dead. You know, it was like, bam.
That's twice the age, though. 16. That's insane, right?
Yeah. But again, this was a heart thing that he had his whole life and had no idea. You know? So
if he'd have done some Taekwondo, it might have come out faster, huh?
Right. He wasn't. He was a smoker. And
that's what we learned from this episode. Yeah. Do Taekwondo to learn soon. You're the size of your heart.
And I like to think that Fabrizio does go hard, and he got this girl. So I'm going to say that the first one is a lie. He did not corona.
I did not corona. Okay. I don't know either.
Was this a private school that you were going to?
Of course not.
Oh, it wasn't.
I mean, look at me, Felicia.
I know, but you were already working a lot then by that time.
But I didn't have, I mean, I was working in a newspaper, writing little jokes here and there. I wasn't like a big star by then. That's also the truth.
All right. I think the first story is true and the second story is a lie. I think the story about Eric dying is a lie. What do you think, Judy?
Okay, now I'm torn, but because I really, really thought that the second story is a lie. And you know what? I'm going to stick to that. I think the second story is a lie. I think that Eric kicked his ass.
That paid off, didn't it?
He was pissed, yeah. And that's
maybe, I mean, a wheelchair.
But we saw you stand up.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, that was a lie.
Kenny, what story do you think is a lie? The second story is a lie, Kenny thinks. Kenny's thumbs down on that second story. Michael Evans, which one do you think is a lie?
Fuck. I think it sounds fun to believe the second story, but I guess I just got to join the club and say that's a lie.
So
I don't know. I just don't think the guy died. I think something like that. I think that it's not made up that a situation where a 16-year-old that he was near or knew died, or maybe I just don't know if it all happened that way.
So you're saying the second story is a lie?
I'm not happy about it, but I'm saying that.
Okay, so we all are in agreement that second story.
No, we are not.
Oh, you think the first story is a lie?
I do.
Okay. All right, you're against all of us, Jessica. Fabrizio, which story is the lie?
The first one.
What?
Damn it!
No!
Corona!
Yeah.
Hey, Corona!
Well, Corona is a real store, but I will never be a spokesperson for that shitty store. There's no way I'll be involved with that.
Yeah, that's because Fabrizio goes hard, bitch.
I go hard, and this, that story is completely made up. There's no thing connecting Corona and that store, and people in Chile are very smart. They don't do that stupid shit, and. The second story is all true. It's very tragic. I feel kind of bad of telling this in a comedy show, but it's a real story. And actually, I told this story a couple of times in my life, and people didn't believe me. And I remember once a guy went to my school to check if that story was true, and there's a picture still there in the front of the school of this kid who died of Eric, and. That's the way he knew, like, oh, damn it, this is a real story. And that happened when I was 16. That happened in the second to last year of school, and it was crazy as fuck.
So now, dude. Did your kids, like, did they threaten you, like, you're the reason Eric died or anything? Or did they connect the two stories together, his death and the fact that they wanted to kick your ass?
I mean, not really. I think people are more, people are really more driven by the sad story of this kid who is a really charming and nice guy and die. But I mean, my context was very different, and it's once again, it's a crazy story. It's not a famous story at all. It's not like I'm telling this everywhere, because it's also like really insulting for the family. And I know is like, because I talked to David a couple of times after this happened. We grew up and we were adults, and this is like things for school. Who cares? And it was very tragic for everyone. It was very.
Well, I was going to say David in particular is who I feel for. Imagine the way this played out for him in the normal high stakes for your heart drama. Wait, now this guy's got the he got this little fuck is plugging his broad and his friend just died. What a sad.
It's horrible. Old, no, Jesus it's Christ. Horrible. This is a horrible story. But I have to say also that in my life, years after that, I have another enemy in the industry, in the Chilean comedy filmmaking industry. Okay. And that guy was me too 2 years ago. And so don't fight with me because once again, God loves me too much.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, it's good to know they have me too. And I didn't know if that was just our country. Is that me ta- yo también, a mí también over there?
Yeah.
Too.
Sorry, what?
I don't know. I think it's pronounced E2.
Y tu mamá también. That's the name it's pronounced.
There you go. All right, Michael, let's move on to Judy's two stories and let's take that vote.
All right, and Judy's first story, she's at a big fat party in NYC, probably before I was born, and snuck into Mick Jagger's birthday party. Hall and Oates were there. It was fucking lit. And everyone's like, her friend's like, yo, you got to blend in, okay? Everyone's on drugs. There's food everywhere, but nobody's eating it because everyone's on drugs. But she's not on drugs, and so she's eating it, so she's blowing her cover. And long story short, she ends up making out with Jack Nicholson, who walks in. And then her friend that she brought put a balloon animal on his head and fucked the whole thing up. Because Jack Nicholson wasn't having that. And I think that's all right, second story. That's the first story. And her second story, this is in 1989, right after her HBO special, and she's doing a show called Friday Night Videos in New York City. And Sonny Bono was going to be the guest host. And Judy dressed like Cher with the fake ass and everything. And then Sonny comes in and got mad and stormed out. And she had to host the show by herself because Sonny Bono is, I don't know, he's not in for a good time. Maybe because he was getting into politics at the time. I don't know. I think that's kind of why I think this story is alive, because of some of her speculation as to why Sonny reacted that way.
Well, I mean, back in the day, though, like, imagine his whole persona was of Sonny and Cher, and then Cher had said stuff that he wasn't a good person, and then...
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, so
I just put it together. I just connected those two huge dots that what Cher... I got to totally rethink how I feel about this now.
All right. So Kenny, I think, thinks that the first story is a lie. So I don't know. What do you think, Jessica?
I think that the first story is fucking true. And she did make out with Jack Nicholson. And it was awesome. I think that the second story, she did dress like Cher. But Bono, whatever the fuck, what's his fucking name again? Sonny.
The guy from YouTube.
And she was going to go out and do that shit no matter what. That's what I think.
What if we find that she's like the first story ends up being a lie? She goes, I actually ended up blowing him.
How dare you say that about my queen?
It would make her a higher queen, I think. Oh, if I had a chance to blow Nicholson, I'd do it on the spot.
Don't bring it to the street.
Okay. I want the first story to be true. I want Judy to have said she macked on Jack Nicholson. But when you were at, who asked it, what did he taste like, and you couldn't give an answer? That's bullshit. I think the first story is a lie, and the second story is true about something.
Felicia,
what?
They were all drunk and high. Do you remember what people taste like?
Sober.
If you taste Jack Nicholson, you never forget how he tastes. You just like, you can say it immediately, like tobacco or whatever. You have the taste tobacco in your brain. Like, it's right there.
So it was just all dry mouth and cigarette, you know?
Ashtray.
I think the first one is a lie. And I think the second one... it's true, but I think with the Sonny Bono was like more like, more than he got angry and insult her. You know, like, I think he got angry, but he was also like getting into politics. So he was like, and move on. That's what I think it happened. That's my theory about all this.
The second story is true.
I think the second story is true.
Mike Vargas agrees with Jessica and says the first story is totally true. And Jason Marino, sticking to his vote that the first is a lie and the second is true. I'm going to go with although I want it to be true. I really want Judy to have made out with Jack Nicholson.
I'm in the same spot as you. I want it to be true, but I'm thinking first one's a lie and the second story's true. And I still can't believe Eric is dead. I mean, what the fuck, dude? 16?
He's haunting me every night before I go to bed. I can hear his voice saying,
"It's Kia, Kia.
I'm waiting for you.
3 o'clock.
I'm waiting for you to fight, to finish this fight."
All right, the second story is true. The first story is a lie, even though I want it to be reversed. Has everyone voted? Everyone has voted?
What are the votes again?
I voted the first story is a lie. The second story is true. Jessica? Mm-hmm.
First story, true. Jack Nicholson, you tongued him.
Michael, what was your vote?
I think the second story is true. The first story is a lie.
Yes, along with Northwest Ken Lofgren thinks the same thing. Fabrizio thinks the second story is the truth.
All right.
Which story is the lie?
Well, as you know, it's hard for the goddess to lie, but the first story is a lie. I did not make that. I'm sorry, honey. But I was at that party. I just didn't make out with Jack Nicholson.
Fuck me. When you make out with a famous person, like a legend like that, little did he know that you were soon to be a legend, Judy Tenuta. But when you make out with a legend, you remember what the legend tastes like.
Exactly. That's exactly my way of thinking. Yeah.
Right.
It's good that we're together because I don't want to die after this podcast. Anyways, you guys have been awesome guests. Thank you so much for spending part of your pandemic with us. We so appreciate it. Where can people follow you? Do you guys have anything coming up? I know Fabrizio, you had a Netflix special. Is that still on Netflix?
Yeah, it's still on Netflix. And I'm doing this show Translate with Francisco Ramos and Jesus Trejo.
I love him. Oh, and Jesus.
Yeah, the three of us will be doing this show and the improv. And now we're doing it online, so you can check it out. The first episode is in my Instagram. You can follow me at Fabrizio Copano. You can read my name all together. And there's more coming up, I hope.
Yeah, no, there definitely will be because you are a lucky person. And by the way, Jesus Trejos is one of my favorite people on the planet.
Good God.
That's an amazing trio. You guys are all really, really funny. But on top of that, you're all really nice guys.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jessica.
Good for you. Thank you again, Fabrizio. Judy, what about you? What's going on with you? Where can people follow you? You have the best Twitter feed, by the way.
Oh, you're too.
Always put up on Twitter.
You know, Felicia is a sweetheart. She always... Yes, Felicia always likes stuff on my Twitter. I try to be entertaining. I'm on Twitter at Judy Tenuta, also Instagram at Judy Tenuta, and of course I'm on Facebook, just Judy Tenuta. And I hope to get arrested soon because I don't have anything coming up and I need, you know.
Well, just fight with me. Fight with me and you'll get arrested. Oh, something bad's going to happen.
Like those Desperate Housewives of Beverly Hills. Like they all, you know, I kicked my husband. I beat my husband up when I was drunk. And then, you know, they have to haul her in. Right. So I know. I have to do something like that, but I'm not married. So I can't really. I can't really beat my husband's ass. So anyway. But
Judy, do you have a boyfriend that's living with you right now? Or are you all alone in this corner?
Is Jack Nicholson there?
Jack Nicholson!
What if someone came and put a balloon hat on her right now from behind?
That would be cute. No, but he did do that. My friend did do that. And I'm not kidding. But you're right. Jack Nicholson went, hey, not cool.
What a jerk.
Yeah. Yes, I do have a sweet guy who, and this is what I love. I don't have to go grocery shopping. He brings me things.
Oh, me too. Isn't it lovely?
That's the best. So he can fix, you know, I'm really like, I am not handy around the house. So he can fix my accordion.
Oh.
And I kind of messed up my my closet door. I pushed it too high, and he could fit. You know, that kind of stuff is important to women. Women like, you know, listen, women, if you fix things for them, we'll do a lot of stuff for you.
Let me take note of that.
but listen to me, Fabrizio. We also love flowers, right? I do. I love flowers and little gifts. But what's really important to me is someone that pays attention. Oh, she needs help with this, you know? Help, right, Felicia?
That's exactly right. And thank you again, Judy, for sharing your time with us. Everyone, I'm challenging everyone who's listening or going to watch in the future, please follow Judy Tenuta on Twitter. Oh. She's literally one of the queens of comedy. And thank you so much.
I love you.
Fabrizio, thank you so much for always participating. And
thank you for having me. I love this show.
Bringing the game, highlighting the game and bringing it up and just being an absolute fantastic fucking liar.
So, Felicia, I have to learn to lie better.
Yes, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, see, Fabrizio, you know.
Yeah, I'm doing a workshop online every Monday through Zoom. You can sign up.
I know. I have to learn to lie better, really. I am bad at it.
He calls the class Lie Kwando.
Where can people follow you, and please talk about your other podcasts?
People can follow me at Michael Evans LOL, all one word, on Instagram. And I have a podcast called Lunch Money where Mike Mazzalotti and I live every Monday or every Wednesday at 1 p.m. We revisit like quiz material from elementary school, from days past, right? And it's embarrassing seeing what we have not retained. And you know, of course, we just get into whatever bullshit. But it's a great podcast. We got some good live viewership. Yeah, man. So tune in, Lunch Money, Wednesdays at 1 on Facebook.
Okay, wonderful. I've been Felicia Michaels. You can follow me all across the board.
I am at Jess Wellington 2 on everything. Follow me, and you have been lied to.
I'm not telling that one.
Disney, believe you.
Will the real liar please stand up?
She's totally serious.
And you have been lied to.